next guest was taught chi as a six-year-old by a master who she claims could levitate her. Helen Xiao was a student involved in the Tiananmen Square uprising and is now a Chinese medicine and wellness expert in Australia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kim.
What a fascinating background. Let's find out first, how did you end up in Australia?
Well, yes, the 27th of December, 1989, 6 months after the Tiananmen Square event, I came here as a political refugee. So you probably remember Bob Hawke gave a lot of student protection.
Yes.
So I was one of the lucky ones.
And what happened to your parents during that time?
So they still in China, and they didn't even know I was involved with the Tiananmen Square demonstration. So I didn't really want them to find out, because otherwise they will be in danger.
Okay, and they know now that you were involved.
Yes, absolutely. So that's why, I haven't been back to China for so many years.
Is there a danger for you to go back even now?
Not really sure, but you don't really want to take the risk, don't you?
No, exactly.
All. Yes.
Exactly. Well, tell us about learning chi at the age of six, which is super young, and being levitated.
What a wonderful experience. And a lot of people probably don't believe, even myself, I wouldn't believe that unless, you know, if I didn't experience it. And I was born in 1961. So 1966, some of your listeners probably know, that was the culture, they called it re-education program in China.
Yep.
So, and so my mom and dad is well-educated. In Chairman Mao's mind, education and knowledge is evil. They want to brainwash all of the people. So what they did was close the university, close the school, and they asked all of the people have knowledge to go to the farm to learn from the farmers, and or go to the factory to learn from the workers. So they called the re-education program. I was five, probably about six at that time, and mom, no one looked after me. They locked me inside the house. And being a naughty girl, and want to go out to play. So jump over from the window, want to play with outside the kids. The other kids doesn't want to play with me. They call me a bad root because mom and dad being sent away.
Mm.
So they threw rocks and, you know, spit on me, and I've just basically run. Mom was a primary school teacher, so I know where the mom's school was. So I ran to mom's school, not too far from where we live. And the school of closed, no one there. And one of the old men, he was a librarian. So he looked at me, he knew me. So he took me in, become my babysitter. So he taught me a lot of things. And one of the things, he played game with me. He put his hands over my head and lifted me around inside the classroom. And also sometimes doesn't touch me. Just put his hand over my head and lift me up onto the chair. So I think that was fun, and I had a wonderful time. So he taught me how to look at people's body and learn how to breathe. So that's why I learned chi. Chi basically is the vital force, as the energy, and how you breathe in. So that's why we call the chi.
Oh, have you written a book?
Well, I did. I published a book called Your First Home Made Easy. And in that book, I talk a little bit about my life stories, and but never mentioned about this.
Okay. Well, let's get to the importance of qi and yin yang to diagnose and treat illness. But I've been told you can look at people when they walk in and tell what is wrong with them physically.
Yes. I don't know whether it's a curse or it's a gift. Sometimes I'm walking on the street, and I thought, oh, this person has that problem. That person, you know, the back pain. That one is leg. I look at the neck. And sometimes I say, stop, Helen. You've got to stop it. Most of my clients coming in here and to see me, they tell me they have ankle problem. And I said, well, don't tell me, because I actually say your ankle is not issue. Issue is your leg. So the reason for that is I basically using qi to find where is the cause and diagnose the problem and the cause, not just the symptoms. So the the foundation of the Chinese traditional medicine is yin and yang, which is looking at the body balance, and qi basically is energy. I'll give one of the example about what is qi. Like you go into a very, very dark room.
Yep.
Everything sitting in the room there, you got a table, you got a chair, you got everything else. But because of no light, you can't see. So if we want to see everything inside, we have to go in either use a torch or light. So the light and the torch is the qi.
So how do you know then if your qi is blocked or your yin and yang's imbalanced?
Well, you know what? One of the things, and we all of us, every single person practice qi every day. And sometimes you probably have that experience yourself, Kim. You will say, oh, my leg slipped because I'm sitting there for too long.
Yeah.
It's your qi blocked. Sometimes we say, oh, my headache.
Yep.
I've got a headache because I'm watching on the TV too long or watch on the computer for too long because our qi blocked it from our eyes. So qi basically is the living force. And then when we have illness, when we have a sickness, is our qi blocked.
What's the yin and yang then?
Yin and the yang. Yin basically stand for, give you an example, like a cold.
Yep.
And yang basically stand for sun, warm. So that's why our body needs to have yin and yang balanced. Basically, we need to be warm. You probably go to a Chinese restaurant and you wonder why all of this Chinese drinking warm water. And we've been told since we were little, we're drinking warm water or room temperature water, never drinking cold water.
Now, can you... I'm going to ask you something which is ridiculous because you're not a psychic, but you can't tell what's wrong with me just by talking to me, can you?
A little bit. And then I feel you have a little bit of problems with your the back, and that you actually have a lower back, and most things happen because of your knee.
How do you know that?
I don't know whether that's correct.
How do you know that?
Is that correct?
I had to cancel Christmas because I had muscle spasms in my lower back and I had to have drugs and needles and all sorts of things. Oh, the ambulance was called.
You come see me. Oh, gosh. All right. Yes. So here you go. So what happens is when you and me talk, I channel into my qi into you.
Right.
And then so you actually gave me this, the information. So your energy and my energy and link it together, and I can see that part is blocked. That's how I feel.
Look, this is mind-blowing, but is this true in the lead-up to the Australian Open? You were asked to help a young Czech player who rolled his ankle, and physios told him you're not going to be on the practice court for 2 weeks, you're going to miss the Open, but you had him back on the court and winning a match in 2 days.
What a privilege, what a privilege. And then I was really, really pleased that I can be able to using my ability to helping people. And the 1st of January this year, and after the New Year's Eve celebration and the lying bed and with still a little bit of hangover, I got a call from John Newcomb and also Tony Roach. And I said, whoa, what happened? What have I done? What's wrong with them? They are my clients.
That's amazing.
And then they said, can you help Thomas Machek is the Czech player. He is, I think, award number 97. He played the United Cup, and he won the first set. He won winning the second set, but he rolled his ankle. He had to forfeit the game. And he had an X-ray and also MRI. Everything, you know, it's okay. It's not broken. But his doctor and the physio said that he can't be on court at least for 14 days, even practice. So his coach, Tony Roach, Tony said, well, I think that the only chance you can get on the court maybe see Helen. So they came on the New Year's Day, came to the clinic after I drink a lot of water and get rid of my hangover. So when he came in, he helped him. And so I realized that he is not because of his ankle. Of course, he injured his ankle, and but the problem was his knee and his leg. So I fixed that now and a half later so he can walk without pain. And then he said, can I get on the court? I said, oh, I can't see any reason you can't. So 2 days later, he practiced. And then he said, can you come to the Adelaide? So I went there. He won the first round. and second round in ITP and played 5 hours. So I was very good, very happy. So he said, "Hello, I want you to come to Australian Open with me." Of course, it's a privilege to sit in the players' box, and I'm just
getting drunk again, on the free alcohol.
No. So what? I decided I got to behave myself. I got to use my key to help him.
I find you absolutely fascinating. We've run out of time, but can I lock in another chat with you down the track about incorporating Chinese medicine into our wellness checks, Helen?
I love that. Thanks so much, Kim. Thank you for having me.